Big win today for us down here in Chicago. And, you know, it's always nice to be part of history. It's the 700th win in the history of the Green Bay Packers. You know, something that we talk about, you know, as a team after the game. But we knew it was going to be a tough one. It's always difficult playing the Bears and let alone coming to Soldier Field. So I feel very good about what was accomplished today. And frankly, from a mindset, we felt this game was going to come down to big play production and the turnover ratio. And it was pretty much even at halftime. And I thought our defense played an excellent second half with the two takeaways and obviously kind of pivotal plays in the game. And offensively, we were able to continue to be productive. So we feel good about the victory today. We're obviously on a short week going to Minnesota. It'll be great to get back home, you know, with the last, you know, two division games on the road here the last 2 weeks. So with that, I'll take your questions.
What did you think was different offensively?
I mean, we produced. We scored points. We played our game. We were very basic in our approach. It starts up front. I thought that just the way we came in here, and I thought the pass protection was very good. To come in and tilt that way was the mindset, and we just kept going. So pass protection, Aaron was excellent, and you know, thrown to the open guy. But I think, you know, just from a mindset standpoint, we just wanted to come in here and play fast. Just really running our offense. You know, I mean, it's something you have each and every week. You know, you have a starting point on every pass concept. Aaron is exceptional extended plays, and once again, the pass protection was excellent to keep the plays extended. And you know, Randall and Jordy, and you know, even Richard on the big was the second play of the game, second play of offense. Just said, you know, have a good feel getting open. You know, the scramble drill, extended plays is something that's a primary focus of ours. And I think it was, you know, part of Randall's production. The red zone call was for him. He ran a great route. And, you know, obviously Aaron made the throw there. So.
How crucial was preventing that touchdown?
Oh, it was big. It's a big momentum play. It's 7 points. It's, you know, a big play in the game. You know, it was obviously a huge play. Well, I think you have two very, very good offenses. And I think just the way they've played last year and the way they've started the season, I mean, I think they do an outstanding job schematically. And, you know, their perimeter group is exceptional. I thought their line played well today. You know, our run defense wasn't what we wanted it to be there in the first half. So, you know, give them some credit. They did a good job on the combination box and getting up to our second level. But, you know, I like punt returns, and I don't have a problem when we don't punt. But to have two teams do it, it's always the second time in history, huh? Wow. Impressive. You know, defense just kept playing. You know, obviously they did a lot of production on first and second down, and they were playing with favorable down distance. And just the focus of you know, focusing on the takeaways. We got playmakers in our perimeter. You know, started with Clay and then Sam, and you know, Micah got his hands on one that was probably close. I didn't see the review, and Tremont had the one that obviously went to review. So I thought our guys did a great job of the pass rush was starting to get there, and you know, our perimeter defensive players are getting their hands on the ball. It's a big play in the game, you know. I mean, it's football. I mean, it's a game of inches. I think that's reflected each and every week. Correct. Yeah, Clay was on a snap count. I mean, I thought it was one of the most, you know, key plays in the game. It's pivotal. I mean, it's, you know, they were driving, and obviously get the ball back in good field position.